we could take whatever was coming now. The next 4 or 5 days were the longest days I've ever spent in my life. We killed time by reading Gone with the Wind and playing poker. Johnny sure did like that book, although he didn't know anything about the Civil War, and even less about plantations, and I had to explain a lot of it to him. It amazed me how Johnny could get more meaning out of some of the stuff in there than I could. I was supposed to be the deep one. Johnny had failed a year in school and never made good grades. He couldn't grasp anything that was shoved at him too fast, and I guess his teachers thought he was just plain dumb. But he wasn't. He was just a little slow to get things, and he liked to explore things once he did get them. He was especially stuck on the Southern gentlemen, impressed with their manners and charm. "I bet they were cool old guys," he said, his eyes glowing, after I had read the part about them riding into certain death because they were gallant. "They remind me of Dally." "Dally," I said, startled. "Shoot, he ain't got any more manners than I do. And you saw how he treated those girls the other night. Soda's more like them Southern boys." "Yeah, in the manners bit and the charm, too, I guess," Johnny said slowly. "But one night I saw Dally getting picked up by the fuzz, and he kept real cool and calm the whole time. They was getting him for breaking out the windows in the school building, and it was Two-Bit who did that, and Dally knew it. But he just took the sentence without batting an eye or even denying it. That's gallant." That was the first time I realized the extent of Johnny's hero worship for Dally Winston. Of all of us, Dally was the one I liked least. He didn't have Soda's understanding or dash or Two-Bit's humor or even Darry's Superman qualities. But I realized that these three appealed to me because they were like the heroes in the novels I read. Dally was real. I liked my books and clouds and sunsets. Dally was so real, he scared me. Johnny and I never went to the front of the church. You could see the front from the road, and sometimes farm kids rode their horses by on their way to the store. So we stayed in the very back, usually sitting on the steps and looking across the valley. We could see for miles, see the ribbon of highway and the small dots that were houses and cars. We couldn't watch the sunset since the back faced east, but I loved to look at the colors of the fields and the soft shadings of the horizon. One morning I woke up earlier than usual. Johnny and I slept huddled together for warmth. Dally had been right when he said that it would get cold where we were going. Being careful not to wake Johnny up, I went to sit on the steps and smoke a cigarette. The dawn was coming then. All the lower valley was covered with mist, and sometimes little pieces of it broke off and floated away in small clouds. The sky was lighter in the east, and the horizon was a thin golden line. The clouds changed from gray to pink, and the mist was touched with gold. There was a silent moment when everything held its breath, and then the sun rose. It was beautiful. "Golly," Johnny's voice beside me made me jump. "That sure was pretty." "Yeah," I sighed, wishing I had some paint to do a picture with while the sight was still fresh in my mind. "The mist was what was pretty," Johnny said. "All gold and silver." "Hmm," I said, trying to blow a smoke ring. "Too bad it couldn't stay like that all the time." "Nothing gold can stay," I was remembering a poem I'd read once.
"What?"
"Nature's first green is gold. Her hardest hue to hold. Her early leaf's a flower, but only so an hour. Then leaf subsides to leaf. So Eden sank to grief. So dawn goes down to day. Nothing gold can stay." Johnny was staring at me.
"Where'd you learn that? That was what I meant."
"Robert Frost wrote it. He meant more to it than I'm getting, though. I was trying to find the meaning the poet had in mind, but it eluded me. I always remembered it because I never quite got what he meant by it."
"You know," Johnny said slowly, "I never noticed colors and clouds and stuff until you kept reminding me about them.
It seems like they were never there before. He thought for a minute. Your family sure is funny.
And what happens to be so funny about it? I asked stiffly.
Johnny looked at me quickly.
I didn't mean nothing. I meant, well, Soda kind of looks like your mother did, but he acts just exactly like your father. And Dairy is the spitting image of your father, but he ain't wild and laughing all the time like he was. He acts like your mother, and you don't act like either one.
I know, I said.
Well, I said, thinking this over, you ain't like any of the gang. I mean, I couldn't tell Two-Bit or Steve or even Dairy about the sunrise and clouds and stuff. I couldn't even remember that poem around them. I mean, they just don't dig. Just you and Soda Pop. And maybe Cherry Valance.
Johnny shrugged.
Yeah, he said with a sigh. I guess we're different.
Shoot, I said, blowing a perfect smoke ring. Maybe they are.